One controversial issue that never seems to go away surrounds trapping. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is considering changes to laws and regulations surrounding trapping. This is after some encounters members of the public and pets have had with traps near public areas. Some want trapping near trails banned. Others say pets should just be leashed. Well, a working group has looked into solutions. Lander Region Wildlife Supervisor Jason Hunter joins me to discuss what they're proposing.
Yeah, so I think, you know, just like you said, you know, there's two extremes, but I think there's a lot of room in the middle, as with most things. And so I hope, you know, again, if we have good attendance, whether it's in person or as part of the virtual meetings, and good conversation, and be able to come up with, like I said, some of the things everyone can somewhat agree on or generally support or see the benefit in. And some of those things, you know, are as simple as education. You know, we're looking at potentially mandatory trapper education. That's going to come up as a discussion topic. We're also looking at education for public land users in general. So they know trapping does occur on the landscape, and you know, maybe these are some things you need to look for, or these times of year, you know, trapping may be more prevalent. How to release pets from a trap if it does happen. Those are some of the things we're looking at, as well as, you know, signage has come up a lot lately, and looking at potentially some signage on, you know, some of our commission-owned lands that, again, just make sure it's known that trapping is an accepted use on these properties, and, you know, some kind of a link on a sign that'll allow people to go to our website and get more information. We also want to look at, you know, maybe there's some of our properties that, some commission-owned properties that we release pheasants on, for example, that maybe it's appropriate to have trapping closures during certain times of the year. Maybe not all types of traps, because we do know that I'll take Ocean Lake, for example. There are a number of people that if they're after raccoons, they use a trap that you know, pretty much only raccoons are going to put their hand into. So they're going to, you know, it's not going to affect those pheasant hunters using dogs out there. So those are things that I hope come up in the conversation and things we can look at. Some other things that we're going to talk about are setbacks on trails and trailheads and camping areas. So basically that's a distance away from a trail that an individual could place a trap. We've heard a lot of reports that there are a number of trappers that trap right on public trails. I haven't experienced that much, but again, it's something that we'll talk about. And so what we're throwing out as a starting point is, you know, from public trails that are, we'll have to come up with a definition there, but 30 feet from public trails and I think 300 feet from campgrounds, trailheads, busy places like that.
Jason, can you enforce these as a game and fish, or are these just recommendations? I'm curious, when you get into federal lands and that kind of thing, what actually can you do?
Right. And so right now we have in place, there are laws and regulations in place about checking traps. There are laws and regulations about trap types and specifications for snares specifically, for loop size. Every trap has to have a trapper ID on it. All of those things we can enforce, whether it's fur bearer or predatory, whether it's private land or public land. So these recommendations we're talking about, a lot of them, they would require a statutory change. So we would have to work with the legislature on that before we could implement those into commission regulation.
Has the commission come around on this? Because I know there's been a ton. I mean, this issue has come up before them, and they've just flat out rejected some of these things. Are they starting? What's maybe changed their mind? And
yeah, and I don't know that it's changing their mind. I think it's more that they didn't have a lot of information on what was going on with trapping, and so rather than jumping to conclusions one way or the other, they asked us to put this committee together, look at, you know, the history of the statutes and regulations, contact a broad group of stakeholders, and move forward this way so they could be better informed.
So, Jason, tell me about these public hearings. Where are they going to be, and how can people access them?
On September 1st, we'll be in Rock Springs at the White Mountain Library. And then the next day, next evening, we'll travel to Jackson at the Ward Hotel. And then on the 3rd, the following day, we'll head up to Sheridan at the Best Western Sheridan Center. And those will all be in-person meetings. All the meetings will start at 6 p.m. The following week, we will head over to Laramie, and we'll have a meeting on the 9th, September 9th, at our Game and Fish Regional Office. It'll be an in-person meeting, and we'll have a virtual option available as well that we'll ask folks to pre-register. On the 10th, we'll finish up in Lander at the Inn at Lander in the Wind River Room. And again, that'll be an in-person meeting as well as a virtual option. So we're offering two virtual options to hopefully capture as many people in the state being able to participate as who want to.
Jason Hunter, again, is with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. And Jason, if you can resolve this, we might give you guys some tougher issues. So good luck with all of this, because this has been a hot-button one for a long time.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to these meetings and these conversations. I think there'll be a lot of positive that comes out in the end.